It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock. Cause just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, and that is Andy Williams. It is indeed the holiday season, so hoop-dee-doo, dickery-dock, etc., etc. Because of that, a lot of towns and cities across Illinois are celebrating with their own festivities. So today and next Friday on the 21st show, we're going to highlight some of those holiday festivities. We are focusing today on Carbondale, Peoria, and Bloomington Normal. Let's begin in Carbondale to learn more about the Lights Fantastic Holiday Parade. And joining us to talk about that is Sean Henry, co-chair of the Lights Fantastic Committee. Sean, welcome to the 21st show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today. I'm excited to be here and talk about what we have going on this weekend.
Well, let's do it. So tell us about the Lights, and I don't know why I'm having such a hard time saying it. It's the plural Lights. Lights Fantastic Parade. How did that get started?
Okay, so sure. So we are in our 32nd year. It was started by a grassroots effort of folks here in town who had seen a parade in Peoria over the years and decided we wanted to do something similar to that. And it's grown. It's been a lot of different facets over the years. And we got a lot of new people on the committee, as you know, and committees kind of move through and you change over folks. So we've got a lot of good energy and the community has a lot of great energy this year for the parade. So it always takes place on the first Saturday in December, which is obviously tomorrow at 6 p.m. Up through the downtown on Illinois Avenue here in Carbondale.
Well, let's talk about the parade itself. What can people expect from that?
All right. So we have a big parade this year. This is going to be the biggest parade we've ever had. Last year, we were a pretty good size. We had 73 entries. This year, we have over 83 entries in the parade. And those are the folks who told us they're coming. You always have a couple that kind of show up there at the end. So we are super excited about it. We've got 11 bands inside of those entries, which are bands from the Marching Salukis here at SIU University to Carbondale Community High School, Carterville High School, Dongola, Anna Jonesboro. Folks from all over the region are going to come up here to see the parade. And we expect it'll probably take about an hour and a half for it to get through everything going on this year.
That is a long parade. Dress warmly.
Yeah,
maybe. You know, I understand there's a rule, and maybe we should do a little spoiler warning if people are listening with young children. We'll maybe try and discuss this carefully. But, you know, sometimes people like to get assistant Santas, if you will, in parade floats. But I understand you have a rule about that. No Santas in the parade.
No Santas in the parade because the Santa is here with us. I've talked to him earlier in the week.
Excellent.
And he will be flying down here tomorrow to appear in the parade as he does every year. And we're very lucky to have him. So we always ask that we don't have any other likenesses in there because we have the guy is going to be here. So.
Excellent. Well, we don't want anyone breaking that embargo, so to speak.
Are there other
activities around the parade people can check out?
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in the downtown. I always tell folks when I talk about it, you know, come to the downtown early. We have several places you can eat breakfast at. There's lots of shops and things to do and find some lunch. And then we've got activities that start in the afternoon that include a cookie walk that Carbondale Main Street has put on this year and has done for a while. We're going to have a cocoa bar at the Carbondale Civic Center. There's a number of businesses who open up and have things going on this year. The Big Chill ice cream shop in downtown, which is closed this time of year, opens up so they can have some hot cocoa and things for folks. And then we've got a window decorating contest, which is actually being judged as we speak. But you can walk through the downtown and see, I think there's 11 or 12 businesses who've decorated their windows up and enter the contest this year. We also have letter writing to Santa, and a wreath display at the Carbondale Civic Center. And then there's a bunch of other things that go on, you know, that businesses and and restaurants in the downtown who've been there for all 30 years, 32 years, have their own things going on. So arrive early, enjoy the weather. We're going to have a great time this year. Weather's supposed to be in the mid 40s, light southeasterly wind, no precipitation in the process. So we're looking good.
And thoroughly hydrate for the 90-minute parade. You know, any last question, any navigation tips people should be aware of getting around because of the parade?
Absolutely. So we close the roads at 5 o'clock, and I've mentioned the parade being in the downtown. So those who are familiar with Carbondale would understand this, but we end up closing Illinois Highway 13, both east and westbound, and Illinois 51 northbound, because that's the parade route, at 5 o'clock. Now, we've been doing this for a long time, so we have some very good detour routes. Now, if you pay attention to the signage and the arrow boards and everything out there, you're going to be able to get around town no problem. It's not going to be a 30-minute delay trying to get somewhere. Traffic moves very well. But we do close the roads at 5 o'clock, so that's another reason to get in and get parked and find your spot out there where you and your family can view the parade early. And we turn off all the lights in the downtown right before parade starts. So we're kind of a unique viewing as well, because some cities aren't able to do that. We have worked with our infrastructure and utility companies over the years where it's actually black, you know, pitch black and dark, where you can see all the lights and everything going well.
Very cool. Sean Henry is the co-chair of the Lights Fantastic Committee. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today on the 21st Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you letting us talk about what we have going on down here in Southern Illinois. You all take care.
Thanks, you too. And we actually have video of last year's parade on our website. It's a full production, commentators and everything. You can check that out at 21stshow.org. And let's go now to the Peoria area, and we'll talk about the East Peoria Festival of Lights. And joining me now for that is Jill Peterson, Public Relations Coordinator for the City of East Peoria. Jill, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being here. I understand there's some history surrounding the Festival of Lights. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, we're really excited because this is our 39th Festival of Lights. When we started this 39 years ago, the organizers thought that it would be a one-time event. It was in 1984. It was a down economy time. We were a factory town and there were layoffs, and they wanted to do something to brighten residents' spirits. We had a Holiday Inn at the time, and the manager had come from Niagara Falls, and he remembered that Niagara Falls has a lighted holiday festival to bring in tourists. So we had a committee go out and look at that, and they said, well, we can do that. So we had a nighttime light-up parade. We weren't sure who would come, and hundreds of people came out for it. And we had some other displays during the month of December, and about halfway through that first festival, they were already planning festival number two. And it's just grown from there. We're in our 39th year, and we're already making plans for number 40 next year.
So we missed the parade, I understand, but what about the festival itself? There's more to it.
Oh, absolutely. The parade is a one-night event, and that was the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Then we take the days leading up to Thanksgiving, and we move all of our floats. We had 40 lighted floats this year in our parade. We move them all up into a park called Felipe's Winter Wonderland, and it's a drive-through display that opened on Black Friday. It's open every night through January 1, including all the holidays. We call it a drive of oohs and ahs. Everywhere you look, there's lights, all of our lighted floats. And by the way, you can't buy those floats. We make them all. They're all 3D. And there's a lot of interesting 2D animations in there as well, like the ski jumper that jumps over your car. People like to slow down and watch him jump over the car. It's just a really beautiful display. And then we also have events that go on throughout the month, the shopping event, theatrical production, running events. We end with a New Year's Eve celebration.
I love those drive-through light shows. You ever get people rear-ending because they're so mesmerized by the lights? I always worry about that. Somebody bumping
into the back of my car. We don't have anybody who rear-ends. Okay. We do get some people who go really slow and others who would like them to move along, but everybody's very patient and just really enjoying our lights. They are award-winning. We've won a couple state awards, and in 2020, we won the heavyweights division on the Great Christmas Light Fight Season 8.
Excellent. All right. Well, if people want to find out more about this, we will have links on our website, 21stshow.org. Jill Peterson, Public Relations Coordinator for the City of East Peoria, thanks for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, we turn to Bloomington Normal to talk about wild lights at the zoo. And joining us now to talk about that is Sylvia Hsu, Events and Volunteer Coordinator for the Miller Park Zoo. Sylvia, welcome to the show. What exactly is wild lights at the zoo?
Hi. Well, wild lights is actually, you can come out to the zoo and you get to see some animals because they will be out. But it's basically an event where the whole zoo is just decorated with lights, thousands of lights. We have vendors that come out and they have activities for the kids. So it's just kind of, it really is a fun event just to kind of get into the spirit of Christmas. So
I love, yeah, but, there's a number of zoos
under
that
a
have,
different setting, you know?
Oh yeah, sure. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, like, under a different setting, you're being at a zoo at nighttime, which is pretty cool.
No, yeah, absolutely. It's different. And I've been to some of these. There's one in Springfield, Brookfield Zoo in the Chicago area has something like this. Where did this idea come from? How long has this been going on?
Well, the wildlife has been going on. This is our 10th year. But it was kind of funny because it started out totally different than what it is today. We just had luminaries that would be, you know, throughout the zoo and so forth. But as time went by, we kind of realized, wow, it'd be nice to add lights. So we have all different kinds of displays. And this year we added a picture up, kind of an area where it looks like a snow globe. So families could go in there and take pictures. So it's just been growing throughout the years. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. And there's kids activities, I understand.
There are. Yep. There's crafts that is for everybody. You don't have to be a kid. It's for the little kids and kids at heart that we have. And we also, have games for the kids, and we this weekend Bridgestone, one of our local businesses here in Bloomington Normal, is sponsoring free hot chocolate for everybody. So that's a good weekend to come in this weekend. And then the following weekend we're going to have face painting and the same concept, you know, vendors coming out and having activities for kids. So it's a fun time. It's a fun way to kind of build some family memories in a different setting.
Yeah, and it is at a zoo. Can people actually see animals? Are there regular exhibits that visitors can check out while they're there?
Yeah, yep. All of the animals that we have outside are animals that are good in the weather. And we also we'll have our zoo lab open, which is animals such as there's fish in there, there's snakes and different kinds of animals that we have. And there's also a dwarf mongoose in there. And then we have another exhibit, which is our tropical rainforest will be open. So you'll be able to walk through there and see all the different birds and the primates that we have in there. So yeah, there will be animals that you can see.
Very nice. All right. Sylvia Hsu is Events and Volunteer Coordinator at the Miller Park Zoo in Bloomington Normal. Sylvia, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glow.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. Before we go, I want to urge you to join our texting group. You can do that by sending the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, the word is TALK, 217-803-0730. Coming up on Monday's program, we're going to be talking through the latest developments in Israel and Gaza, as well as Ukraine, and how the American government is responding to both of those conflicts. Our guest will be former State Department official Ian Kelly, returning to the show again. He's now, of course, based in Illinois as ambassador in residence at Northwestern University. That's coming up Monday on the 21st Show. We appreciate hearing from you about our programs. Maybe there's something in your part of Illinois that you think isn't getting enough attention from journalists. We would love to hear what you are seeing around you. So let us know at talk@21stshow.org is the address, talk@21stshow.org. Our program is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.